Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, judge of us all, you have placed in our hands the wealth we call our own. Give us such wisdom by your Spirit that our possessions may not be a curse in our lives, but an instrument for blessing. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says the teacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. I, the teacher, when king over Israel in Jerusalem, applied my mind to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to human beings to be busy with. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun, and see all this all is vanity after chasing and chasing after wind. I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who come after me. And who knows whether they will be wise or foolish, yet they will be the master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all the toil of my labors under the sun, because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed with another who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and great evil. What do mortals get from their toil and the strain with which they toil under the sun? For all their days are full of pain, and their work is vexation. Even the night their minds do not rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 49 responsibly. Hear this, all you peoples, hearken, all you who dwell in the world, you of high degree and low, rich and poor together.
My mouth shall speak with wisdom, and my heart shall meditate on understanding.
I will incline my ear to a proverb and set forth my riddle upon the harp. The wickedness of those who put their trust in their goods and boast of their great riches.
We can never render ourselves or deliver to God the price of our life.
For the ransom of our life is so great that we should never have enough to pay it.
In order to live forever and ever, and never see the grave.
For we see that the wise die also, like the dull and stupid, they perish, and leave their wealth to those who come after them. Even though honored, they cannot live forever. They are like beasts that perish.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil, desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed. Then you were living that life, But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices, and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its Creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian and Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. You know, there's an old secret in the pastoral ministry. If a verse is difficult, then the pastor will call the pastor emeritus, Pastor Brigman. But if a verse is especially difficult, they will get together and call the youth minister. The title of my sermon today is, What Gives Us Security? So what gives us security? I think if we look back on our lives, whether we're 15, whether we're 50, or whether we're 75, we've asked ourselves this question in one form or another. The question may look like, what gives me a sense of security? What makes me feel safe? What gives me peace? These questions tend to come up in our lives when we feel the least secure, when we're made vulnerable, when we're unsure, when we're given great news or whether we're given grave news. These questions come up in our lives. We ask ourselves these questions because we all long to have a sense of security and peace. I've asked myself these questions. I remember the first time I was 13 years old and my parents were getting a divorce. What gives me security? the next time I was graduating from high school and I needed to get a real job. What gives me security? Later on, I asked myself this question when I was out of a job for 2 months and I had a wife at home. What gives me security? In fact, this last week, I asked myself that question again. Let me tell you a story. Last Sunday, I was taking a nap on the couch, and I heard my wife come into the living room. She sat down at her computer desk chair, rolled herself over to me, and put her hand on my shoulder to wake me up. Then she whispered two unforgettable, unmistakable words. I'm pregnant. And like any man, I got up with a look of shock on my face and a grin, and I said, no way, are you sure? And she went to the doctor on Monday, and sure enough, I will be a father. This is the most wonderful good news that a man can expect to hear. And as I was still excited, and as that kind of went down, and I was still a little bit numb from the shock, I went straight to my computer desk, and I looked up my savings account balance, my checking account balance, what my investment portfolio looked at that time. I pulled up the spreadsheet of my budget, seeing where I could pinch a little bit more and save a whole lot more. I was definitely trying to see where the security for living would come from. And I did that for 2 days straight. And finally, I had to stop and write my sermon for today. And wouldn't you know it, when I opened up the scriptures, they spoke security to me. In the first reading, the author of Ecclesiastes says, "Vanity of vanity, all is vanity." The Hebrew word for vanity is havel. Say it to yourselves, havel. Now it sounds like exactly what it means. It could mean breath. It could mean passing, transitory, or not permanent. The author of Ecclesiastes is writing us words of wisdom that we tend not to pay attention to very much today. He warns us that the things of this world, our cars, our clothes, our houses, our jobs, our savings accounts, our investment portfolios, the money in our bank account, yes, even the stuff that my wife won't get rid of at garage sales, the things we cherish, they are not permanent. They are havel. The Father tells us through these passages to view all worldly goods this way. Anyone here lost money in the stock market? Had their house broken into? Opened a business? Lost a job? Been divorced or had their parents divorced? Had a loved one die? Or had any good thing slip through their fingers? We who have been through these situations know security is difficult to find. Now, by no means am I saying that we shouldn't get married or save money or buy a house. But what I am saying is that these things are not guaranteed. Nothing that is havel is strong enough to put our safekeeping in. The things of this world do not give us security. They give us a sense of security. Tom, from our gospel drama, put his trust in his business, in getting rich. And death, that great equalizer of us all, who doesn't care how much seed we've gained, came and took away his life and left his grain. The things that he thought were his security could not save him from death. The things that he thought were his security instantaneously became unimportant. The things that we think of that are of value here on earth have little value in heaven. There's a story of a man who dies, and he goes to heaven, and St. Peter sees him coming in, and he's walking towards him with two briefcases in his hands. And St. Peter stops him, and he says, "Sir, I'm sorry, you can't bring those in here. Nothing from earth is allowed in heaven." And the man says, "I got a deal worked out with God. You know, ask him if you'd like." So St. Peter goes to the throne room and asks God. And sure enough, the man was right, so he comes back and he says, "All right, come on in." And just as he was passing, St. Peter was curious and he said, "Sir, what could be so important on earth that you want to bring it to heaven?" The man got a little smile on his face, got down on one knee, opened up the briefcase, and revealed to St. Peter 12 beautiful bars of gold. St. Peter had a perplexed look on his face. He said, "Sir, how would you try to bring gravel to heaven?" Scripture spoke security to me this past week because it says security cannot be thought of in the things of the world. During those 2 days of intense planning where I was looking at my bank account and my budget, I was putting my trust in the created things of this world rather than the creator. Earlier, I said security is hard to count. But there's good news. We cannot make our own security. That's the difference. We cannot make our own security. We are made secure by Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. For it is by grace that you have been saved. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so no one can boast. The Psalm today says that we cannot ransom ourselves to God. The cost is too high, and we could never repay it. But we have somebody who paid the price for us. Somebody who calls us, who claims us, somebody who asks us to put our security in him. You see, when we stand before the Father, on our family, he won't ask us what kind of house we have, what kind of car we drive, how much money we have in our bank account. He won't even ask us what our good intentions were. He will ask us, "Did you find security in my son?" Jesus calls people without Christian faith. Their Lord and Savior. Jesus is security for those of us who have faith. However, believers will face trials, fears, and doubts will come. But we have one who reels us in and assures us that we only need to depend on him. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. What gives us security? Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Knowing the source of our security, the Church Fathers created the Nicene Creed. Therefore, let us stand and confess our faith using the word of the Nicene Creed, found on page 4 of the Christian Worship.